Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Guys, we've been talking a lot about the Lions, and we'll keep them in our thoughts as the show rolls on.
Our
thoughts and prayers as they begin their season tonight. Can I check in with Tiger fans? Because Wednesday, Avila gets fired, and it's electric, and everybody's excited, and then the reality of your baseball team sets in the next day and the next day and the next day. And I want to know, are people optimistic for where things are going, or have the reality set in and they view this situation as like a, oh, now what kind of deal? Because, you know, we'll play some Theo Epstein audio at 7:50. I think it's relevant audio. I think he's going to be a logical home run candidate for this team. But guys, shy of getting the home run candidate to run this baseball team, I'm having a hard time maintaining that euphoria from Wednesday's initial firing. They have a ton of work still to do on this team. Like, I don't know where you guys are at post Avila, but I do not see light. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel here.
Look, they have a lot of mess to clean up, and it's not just Avila's fault. A lot of the mess goes way back to Dombrowski, people that he hired, you know, running the Dominican stuff. They've really got nothing from, and that's you thought that was Avila's, you know, that was what he was really good at. The player development, they hired some people in the last year, and obviously it takes time to develop players in the minors. Ryan Garko's one guy you heard of. I forget the guy's name who they hired from the Dodgers to do, you know, with pitcher player development. Look, Al Avila was an abject failure for many, many reasons, and we've gone through these countless times, and it was more the fact that he was doing things that he probably wasn't capable of doing and maybe shouldn't have got the job at the beginning. Al Avila's best stuff is scouting, but he had to be a general manager, and he was not as aggressive as he should have been, as everybody knows, and that's part of the reason that he got fired.
Well, and Stoney,
where do you go from here?
Yeah,
I don't know. Look, to me, and I stated this before, and we'll hear from, you know, from Theo obviously a little later, but you have to start. I don't think, you know, there's anything, you'll interview your in-house candidates, but I'd be really disappointed if they hired somebody in-house.
You know what it'd feel
you
like? It would feel like when they moved on from Millen and hired Mayhew. Fair or unfair,
yes.
That's how it would feel.
Well, that's almost what people feel had happened, you know, from
Dombrowski to Avila.
Avila, but,
yeah.
But they were still pretty good at that point. You have to look at successful organizations and hire. Look, you're not going to get the general manager from the St. Louis Cardinals or the Atlanta Braves. But like I mentioned yesterday, you go after and get, you know, Flores, who's with the St. Louis Cardinals, or Burns from the Dodgers. And there's other names I don't, off the top of my head, I forget. But we went through a list. There's tons. The White Sox, look, they're having problems now, but they've developed a lot of young players. They made a lot of good, you know, trades. A local kid who played for what, the White Sox and the Royals, I believe, Chris Getz. He's like second in command,
I've seen
third
his name.
In command there.
Yep.
I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are probably very qualified. Now, who knows whether a lot of people are great, you know, soldiers, but they're not good generals. They need to just completely revamp the whole front office system, not just the general manager.
Well, but how much of this, you know, we've made the comparison, are they the new Lions? I think especially in baseball, the ownership matters a lot. And I look at their farm system, which is 24th, and can you spend to a level to make up for it? I don't know. They have a depressed payroll, the below average payroll, and they're stuck with the Baez and Eduardo Rodriguez contracts. I don't know. And then I look, and then I wasn't encouraged by the things that Chris Ilitch had to say on Wednesday. I mean, that's part of it is you have this moment where Avila's gone, finally, you know, logic prevailed and a new day is here, and the owner's reading names off of cue cards and he doesn't remember when he extended Al Avila. Like, that's not encouraging to me. I want an owner who is emotionally invested and financially invested. And I, to me personally, I didn't get that vibe when Chris Illich took the podium and had a chance to speak to Tiger fans.
Look, I agree with you, and sometimes we take way too much out of press conferences, both positive and negative. But as I said this yesterday, granted, it contradicts what I just said, but I wanted Chris Illich to get up there and, yeah, if he made some mistakes, that's fine. But just be a little more passionate and pissed off about what's happened. That's what I think the fans needed, and, you know, whether you'd say be show or we're not. Look, the most – and I do not think Chris Illich is cheap. They spent a crap load of money this offseason, and their payroll increased a lot. Unfortunately, Javi Baez has been a disgrace. Rodriguez, although he pitched really good yesterday in Toledo, from what I understand, or the day before. I mean, who could have foreseen that? They spend money on Barnhart. You know, they added to their payroll a lot from last year, but it didn't work. So you just, here's what makes successful ownership besides wins and losses. It's what leads to that. This is why the Lions, after the NFL incorporated salary cap, I could never get anyone out of the Fords. They don't want to win, or they just don't know how to win. You know what it is? You have to be smart and fortunate to hire the right person or people to run your business. And Mike Illich did it with Dave Dombrowski. He did it in hockey, okay? They have not done it in baseball since Dave Dombrowski, and that was part of the Lions' problem. They, you know, went outside the box and hired Millen. Okay,
but this why is the same guy that did go get the GM in hockey.
Right,
he got the number one guy.
Well, okay? Tom, that's where I'm at. Is if they don't go out and get the obvious one or two names that everybody's talking about, I am concerned that this isn't a salary cap sport where it's just hire the smartest guy. You are also beholden more in baseball than any other sport to what your owner's level of drive is, right? I mean, more than any other sport, because you can hire a smart football executive and say, salary cap, everybody's on a level playing field. In baseball, they're 18th in payroll. Are they going to go out and take the next step financially to compete with the big boys? Do you feel
I think it's unfair if you think the Tigers should have the same payroll as the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Okay, how about top 10? Not maybe. 1, 2, or 3, but top 10. Can I expect not next year? I mean, come on, they're 20 games under 500.
Right.
But do you see a vision where in the next 5 years, Chris Illich is spending like one of the 10 best teams in baseball?
If they have to, if they're at the precipice of becoming a really good team, yeah, I think he would make the next.
What should be the number one attribute of the next general manager?
Player development.
Bingo.
Ding, ding, ding.
But I think what they're going to have to do, because I think Illich, I didn't need to hear anger the other day and all that, but he hurt himself by being coming across as not being up on top of everything. You know, the whole Avila extension, that's embarrassing. And I guess what I'd like him to take out of that going forward is that he should be embarrassed by how that kind of went.
Well, Tom, I can't tell him that he isn't dialed into his baseball team. I don't know that for a fact. All I can say is how it publicly is perceived. When you tell people you were very pleased with the team, and I know we clarified those remarks Wednesday, but when it festers out in the open for months that you were pleased with this baseball team, people go, boy, is he paying attention. Then your next press conference, you don't know the details of your own general manager's contract history. I do think people on the outside can look at that and say, logically, I don't know if he's paying attention closely to his baseball team. Whether he is or isn't, I can't tell you. But I can see how publicly that's how it lands.
I have a step one that I think he needs to take to really show that he means business. And it is making sure that Miguel Cabrera is not in the lineup next year.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, it might get dirty, it might get ugly, but I don't want to see it. He's done great things here, okay? He should not be an everyday player. And how can you have a non-everyday player making $30 million a year? You just can't have it. And to me, that's the first sign in saying, we're moving forward. I mean business. I'm willing to throw away money for nothing here and buy him out.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Coming up next, you'll hear from somebody that if the Tigers hire, there'd be a parade down Woodward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.